The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station. Content is for educational purposes only. Consult a financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence if investing. Calls are pre-screened and the show was pre-recorded earlier this week. Rick is with Edelman Financial Engines, a part of Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, and the investment advisor that furnishes this program. Barron's ranks financial advisory firms based on assets managed, team size, experience, and regulatory record. Firms self-nominate. Investment returns and experience are not considered. Advisors in the Hall of Fame have been in the top 100 for 10 plus years. Future performance is not guaranteed.
This is the Rick Edelman Show. Barron's ranks Edelman Financial Engines the number one independent investment advisor in the country. And Rick is in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. Now, here's Rick Edelman.
And a very happy weekend to you. Welcome to the Rick Edelman Show. We've got some big news this week. I'm glad you're with us on the program to hear all about it. First off, exciting news in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting an all-time high earlier this week. The Dow so far is up 18% for the year. The S&P 500 is up 23%. Even the foreign markets, the EFI index, is up 14% for the year. The stock market's excitement on the new jobs report that came out of the Department of Labor, 128,000 jobs were created in the month of October. That's despite the fact that about 50,000 people temporarily lost their jobs. How'd that happen? The General Motors strike. Yeah, they had to subtract those 50,000 jobs from the total tally, even though those folks are all now getting back to work now that the strike is over. Anyway, 128,000 jobs created. Everybody's fearful about a recession in the United States, but it doesn't seem to be demonstrating any signs of that based on corporate profits and economic improvements, such as reduction in interest rates by the Fed last week, inflation still very low, unemployment at historically low rates. Wage growth is also doing well. Wages are up 3% from a year ago, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So people are not only more likely to have jobs, they're more likely to be earning more at those jobs than they were a year ago. So all of that very exciting. This news is just continuing a very long-term trend. We've added jobs 109 straight months. It's really rather remarkable. It's the longest stretch of job creation in this country. You ready for this? Since 1939. Really very exciting. Now, there are slivers of worry among that. Over the last 109 months, we've added an average of 167,000 jobs each month. But this year, we're on pace for the worst year for job creation since 2010, since pretty much when our bull market began. So is that a sign that the economy is weakening? Or are you simply getting to the fact that you pour enough water into a glass, at some point the glass spilleth over? So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But despite the exciting news about the stock market, despite the fabulous economic data, jobs and wages and inflation and interest rates, I know that that is not what is first and foremost on your mind. What is first and foremost on your mind is the number one dominant economic story of the week. Can Donald Trump truly avoid taxes by leaving New York? That is clearly the number one story of the week. And as you may have heard, I'm sure you did, Donald Trump and his wife signed a document called a Declaration of Domicile, informing the state of New York that he is moving his official residence from the Trump Tower in Manhattan to Palm Beach, Florida, where his resort, Mar-a-Lago, is. By doing so, Donald Trump leaves the state of New York as a resident, meaning he no longer has to pay state income taxes in New York. He will now have to pay state income taxes in Florida instead. What's the big deal? Well, it's real simple. The combined tax rate in New York between state and city income taxes is about 13% of Donald Trump's income. Florida's income tax is zero. So he effectively will save 13% of his annual income on an annual basis by relocating out of the Big Apple and to the sunny beaches of Florida. Is it that easy? All he's got to do is sign a piece of paper? Well, no, it's not that simple. Under state law in New York, anybody who spends 6 months and a day in New York must pay state income taxes on all of your income. It doesn't matter whether you earned the income in New York. What matters is that you earned income. And if you are deemed to be a resident in New York, 6 months and a day, you are going to have to pay state income taxes on all of your income. And even if you do spend most of the year out of New York, that's not enough, according to the state tax officials in New York. You can't just file a declaration of domicile form. You can't just declare, hey, I don't live here anymore. I'm living somewhere else. They want to know, truly, where is your residence? Where do you have established strong and enduring ties? Do you maintain a business in New York? Where do you keep your family heirlooms? Are they still in your apartment in New York, or did you move them to Florida? Where do you do your banking? Is your bank located in New York? Where's your driver's license? You got a driver's license in New York, or is it in Florida? Where does your mail go? Where is your physician? In other words, if you're getting your hair cut in New York, it's kind of hard to demonstrate that that's not your primary domicile. And by the way, when I say that you've got to spend 184 days a year in New York, you know, that's 6 months and a day, you're declared a New York resident, that doesn't mean you're overnighting there. Let's say that you live in Maine and you are flying to Europe. And in order to do that, you got to go to JFK and connect for your flight to Europe. Showing up at a New York airport counts as a day in New York. Just driving through, paying a toll on your way from Connecticut to New Jersey counts as a day in New York, according to New York tax authorities. And therefore, it's kind of easy to add up those 184 days that levy you as a New York resident. And oh, by the way, how are you going to prove that you weren't in New York? You see, you know what New York does these days? They pull data from cell phone carriers. They look at social media sites. And if they ping you that your cell phone was on the Long Island Expressway, well, hey, guess what? Kind of hard for you to argue that you were in Florida. And it's also kind of hard for you to debate the point with those auditors. And yes, they will audit you. Every single person in New York who changes their state of residence gets audited by New York tax authorities. Since 2010, New York has conducted more than 3,000 non-residency audits. They've done that on an annual basis. Yeah, almost 30,000 New Yorkers, I should say, former New Yorkers, have had their situations audited by New York state tax examiners. And those audits have determined that a lot of those folks genuinely weren't leaving New York. They are still considered by New York to be residents, and it's yielded $1 billion in taxes for the state of New York. So although Governor Cuomo, on the news that Donald Trump has filed a declaration of domicile to leave the city, although he said on the news, good riddance, he might be saying good riddance to the president, but he's not saying good riddance to the president's money. Think about that before you decide to up and leave, because an awful lot of folks, as they reach retirement age, you might have been thinking this yourself, saying, okay, it's time for me to retire. I think I'm going to leave my high tax state and go to sunnier weather, down to Florida, where there's a zero income tax, Texas, zero income tax, Nevada, great skiing in the north, good deserts in the south, zero income tax, and other low tax states. Be aware that the state that you're planning to leave just might not be in favor of the idea. You need some good, solid advice on this issue. That's really what it comes down to. As you're contemplating your own retirement, as the president clearly is, as he contemplates what is he going to do, if not next year should he lose re-election, but 4 years after that when he's clearly out of office, what's he going to do? Where's he going to live? And tax efficiency becomes a big deal question. That's something you need to get good, solid financial advice about. You also need to get good advice to make sure you're doing it correctly. It's not merely signing a piece of paper and making a statement. You've got to do what's necessary to prove the point. And that's why you need good, solid financial advice. We can help you with this, and here's an opportunity for you. Starting right now and going through Monday at 10 p.m., we're willing to offer you a free Retirement Review. Yeah, you can sign up for it right now. And it's a great idea to do this before the holidays get underway, before the world gets crazy. You know what it's like every holiday season, right? So before all that happens, take advantage of this opportunity. You'll meet with one of my colleagues here at Edelman Financial Engines, an experienced financial planner who I've trained, who's skilled in reviewing all aspects of your personal finances, and we'll tell you if everything you're planning to do is on track, and if we need to do some tweaks, we'll tell you what those tweaks need to be to help make sure your financial future is everything that you want it to be. Take advantage of this. It's an $800 value, and it's yours free. How's that for an early holiday gift? Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. But you've got to do it right now. You've got to call us before Monday at 10 p.m. so that you can schedule your appointment with one of my colleagues and get it all done before the holiday season descends upon us all. 888-PLAN-RICK, and give yourself the best holiday gift of all, financial peace of mind. I'm Rick Edelman. Stay with us for more here on The Rick Edelman Show. 888-PLAN-RICK, online at ricedelman.com.
The founder of one of the nation's largest independent investment advisory firms, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Let's talk for a minute about stock market volatility. Hi, Rick Edelman here. You can expect to see market volatility, but don't let it frighten you out of your investment and retirement accounts. Now, I'm not making light of volatility. We get it. It's unsettling. But volatility is really simply a routine part of long-term investing. And the best way for you to avoid stock market volatility? Don't have all your money in stocks. That's why here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're careful to give our clients highly diversified portfolios, placing only a portion of assets into stocks. This helps give you the confidence that stock market volatility is really nothing to get concerned about. We've been helping thousands of clients just like you for 33 years. So come talk with us at Edelman Financial Engines and let us help put your market worries aside. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Welcome back to The Rick Edelman Show. Are you at all concerned that you might lose your job to a robot? Well, you might want to get concerned if you haven't been as yet. Since 1990, in fact, we look at this 25-year period from 1990 to 2005, robots replaced almost 700,000 jobs in the United States. Not only that, every time a business installs a robot, that's equivalent to 6.2 jobs, according to one study. And the trend, they say, is going to accelerate. So if we lost 700,000 jobs from 1990 to 2005, it's going to be even more than that in the future. McKinsey says that by 2030, as many as a third of U.S. workers will have to retrain for a new job. And in fact, 9% of the labor force in 2030 will be in occupations that don't exist today. It makes you wonder, what is it that your kids are studying in college? Are they studying for degrees in fields that won't exist because robots will have taken them over? Are they studying for careers that don't yet exist but will. What are the jobs that are most at risk? Anything that involves repetitive physical tasks in predictable environments. Think about that. Restaurants in China are replacing servers with robots. And it's not just the Chinese that are doing this. In Palm Beach, Florida, the county court there is now using robots to read court filings, fill out docket sheets, and input data into its case management system. Humans aren't doing that anymore. 91% of a short order cook's tasks can be automated. It's 100% for a dredge operator, a plasterer, stucco mason, motion picture projectionist, and logging equipment operator. Their jobs can be entirely done by a computer. And it's not just blue collar on Wall Street. The number of financial workers has dropped by 50,000 since the year 2000 because computers are now doing a lot of the moving of paper and the number crunching, the data analytics that humans used to do. Computers do it faster. They do it cheaper. They do it error-free, and they never take a day off because of a hangover, and they never commit harassment in the workplace. So what are the jobs that are going to thrive in the future? I'll give you four broad categories. I outline this in great detail in my book, The Truth About Your Future. The four categories are these: thinking, creating, managing, and communicating. Those are the subjects you really want to have your children focusing on as they pursue college educations. And you also want to pay attention to this for your own career. But along the way, it's not at all unlikely that during your career, you experience a hiatus of some point at some time. The reasons vary. They are sometimes because you lost one job and it's taking you a while to find your next job. It could be a medical or health issue that has caused you to leave the workplace for a while, not necessarily your own, but perhaps because you've been needed as a caregiver for a family member, and that has taken you out of the workplace for a while. Maybe it's just flat-out burnout. You hated doing whatever it is you were doing, and you want to take some time off. And for whatever reasons, you have found yourself out of the market for a couple of years. Historically, that has been a really big problem, going into the job market and having to explain to an employer why you haven't had a job for the past 2 years, the stigma associated with that. Everybody's saying, well, what's wrong with him? Well, why hasn't she had a job for a couple of years? Well, that's no longer the case as it used to be. And there are a couple of reasons for this. Number one is the incredibly low unemployment rate. Employers are desperate to hire talented people, and they are willing to look past the fact that you've been out of the workforce for a while. In a recent study of 36,000 job applications, they have found that it's okay to be out of work for 2 years. Employers generally aren't bothered by it, not only because they're struggling to look for workers, but also because people are far more likely to change jobs far more often. The Department of Labor says that by age 35, the average American has had 8 jobs. Think about that. That's really one job on average every 2 years. So with people bouncing around, it's not at all surprising that people may bounce out of the marketplace for a little while. So here's the advice that career professionals offer for those who are returning to work after a career break. You should consider volunteering or taking courses in your chosen field before you return to work. This helps build up the resume, showing I was not sitting home watching soap operas while eating bonbons. I was engaged and active in the community, and in fact, in an area related to the job that I'm now seeking. I was volunteering on the nonprofit side of this industry, perhaps teaching youth or providing services to those in need of it, or I was going to school, building up my skills and knowledge level. So consider volunteering or taking courses in your chosen field. Renew professional contacts before starting your search. Just get in touch with people you used to know or develop new relationships. Go to industry conferences, read trade magazines, write letters to the editor, get in touch with folks. LinkedIn is a wonderful resource along with many other social media sites. Don't feel that you need to apologize for being out of the workforce for a while. Quite frankly, deep down inside, everybody's jealous. So you can really take advantage of the opportunity that this is the way that it is. There's no reason to apologize for it. You do want to be able to demonstrate that you've kept up with industry trends and terminology. If you keep referring to MySpace, chances are you're going to appear outdated. If you're talking about using, oh, I'm really good at spreadsheets, I'm an expert in Lotus 1-2-3, that's probably not going to do you a lot of good in an interview. You know what I'm saying? So show that you've kept up to date. You want to focus when interviewing on what you hope to contribute in the future. In other words, don't make it about the fact of where you are right now or where you've been, or in this case, not been. Focus on the future and how you hope to contribute in that way, because it's the future that employers care about. And be prepared to show that you are, in fact, ready to perform under pressure. Some may fear that the reason you've been out of work is that you couldn't handle it. You want to demonstrate that, in fact, you can. And so show that you're ready to perform. You want to project, therefore, high energy and an interest to ease any doubts about your readiness. And if you go in with that can-do attitude in that interview, I think you'll do really well. And if you're struggling to get that education and you're wondering how can you pull this off, well, here's an easy way. Go work for Chipotle. They're now paying 100% of college tuition toward a college degree. All you got to do is work 15 hours a week. Be with the company for just 3 months, and they'll pay for your college tuition. They'll pay for everything except for books. So it's just demonstrating that it's easier than ever to get the degree that you need, the education you need to be viable and marketable in today's workforce. It's these kinds of issues that you need to evaluate. What's the risk that your employer might go out of business? What's the risk that your occupation might become obsolete due to technological innovation? And how can we anticipate all of that for you and figure out how to have you be able to maintain your current lifestyle, pay all your bills, while getting that education that you need? And that's why we encourage you to take advantage of our free retirement review. It's this weekend only. Call us right now, 888-PLAN-RICK. Do it before Monday, 10 p.m. We will provide you a current review of all of your assets, all of your circumstances. It's an $800 value, and it's yours free if you call us right now, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742 to get your free retirement review. Do it now before the holidays descend upon us. Your free retirement review at 888-PLAN-RICK.
More with the author of the number one national bestseller, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Tacoma Convention Center Expo Hall A.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday.
Tacoma Convention Center.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Tacoma Convention Center.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Tacoma Convention Center.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999.
Tacoma Convention Center.
Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday.
Tacoma Convention Center.
Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Free admission, free delivery.
Tacoma Convention Center.
Call 888-SPASIA or go to spapoolandbbqshow.com.
We talk often here on the Rick Edelman Show about the need to handle our planning for the future and our future retirement security. It's not just us here at the Edelman Financial Engines that's focused on this. There are a lot of outstanding organizations really focusing on this as well. One of our favorites is the Consumer Federation of America. And so I'm really happy to bring onto the program George Barani. He is the director at America Saves on behalf of the Consumer Federation of America, CFA. George, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Always appreciate the opportunity.
So everybody well knows, I mean, the CFA is a household name, and everybody is well aware of the work it does on consumer protection. But talk about the America Saves activity, and in particular, the America Saves Summit.
So America Saves, for almost 20 years, has been a leading voice nationally to promote saving, particularly for low and moderate income individuals who tend to be affected the most when emergencies arise and they don't have the resources to meet those expenses, and oftentimes turn to predatory or high-cost lending and get themselves in a cycle of debt that's extremely difficult to move out of.
You know, it's really interesting. I think a lot of folks are unaware of the notion of what we call the unbanked, people who have such a small amount of money, they literally can't afford a bank account because the fees assessed on the account would exceed their deposit. This affects millions of Americans.
That's absolutely correct. So what we have heard for years now as to the barriers to saving is, one, the obvious, not enough money, not enough income to save. And the second is, I don't know how. We have long held the belief, as I'm sure you do as well, Rick, that saving automatically is probably the best strategy to save successfully. But that message is just not getting out there well enough.
Now, the American Saves Summit was just held this past week. What were some of the big takeaways and solutions that were dealt with there?
So we organized the summit to bring together major players, organizations that have significant reach throughout the country, to band together to make a significant effort in 2020 to encourage millions of Americans to set up automatic saving, whether it's through their employer, if they have access to direct deposit, or through their financial institution and have automatic transfers from checking to saving of a set amount every time a check gets deposited. We're even looking at strategies for those in the gig economy who have, you know, several jobs, and it's tough for them to meet their expenses. We're encouraging save $1 every time you access your pay automatically, so that over several months you could build up a little bit of a cushion that could possibly meet an emergency expense.
And a lot of folks, I think, listening to us right now would say, you got to be kidding. Save a dollar? How is that really going to make much difference? But for an incredibly large number of American families, that really is a material number.
It truly is. I mean, the Federal Reserve says the average debt in collection is $357.
What are the financial circumstances of that household that is putting them in a position where $350 is rendering them in financial crisis? And are we talking about households dealing with medical crises? What are the circumstances?
So we're looking at those who are earning around $60,000 or less, could have 2 to 4 kids in the household, and you hit the nail on the head with medical expense. Because a visit to the emergency room or several visits to the emergency room could dramatically affect their financial circumstance. And, you know, transportation is always a problem. I mean, cars do break down, and people who have less income will buy older cars that require more maintenance. I mean, you know, something goes wrong and you're out $300, $400, $500 just like that. And if you don't have the cash in reserves, you're going to charge it or go to a payday lender to mitigate that expense. And then, you know, it just piles up.
And the spiral.
It does spiral, and if you can't meet it, you're going to go into collection.
Do they not save because they still don't know they need to, or are they not saving because they simply lack the resources? Meaning they want to save, and they're frustrated by their inability to do so.
I think everybody intuitively knows they need and should be saving money. But from a practical standpoint, those who are earning less have a very difficult time doing so, especially in this day and age. I mean, wages have not kept pace. People are working multiple jobs just to meet their obligations. And life is difficult. And so there is a fear of saving because you're particularly saving automatically, which is the strategy, you know, we highly recommend, because you're not sure what your monthly expenses might be, and you may need immediate access to that money. So there's a lack of trust, perhaps, with a financial institution, maybe even an employer, maybe even with a direct deposit HCH system, and trepidation about meeting your monthly expenses and not getting even further behind. Lower income individuals are great at mental accounting. I mean, they know every penny. They really figure out what they can do, how they can do, when they can do in order to survive. So it's definitely not a matter of not knowing. It's a matter of not believing that they can do it.
And that's the work that you're undertaking with the America Saves Summit at the Consumer Federation of America. And America Saves Week is coming up. How do people get involved in supporting America Saves Week and fostering the education that that week offers?
America Saves Week is really a national opportunity for every American to check in on their finances and take positive financial action, whether it's creating a plan or opening up an account or contributing more to an account. It begins February 24th through February 29th, 2020. Thousands of organizations are involved and are messengers, hopefully trusted resource providers, reaching millions of people with encouragement, information, some education, but really the focus is on financial action, encouraging people to open up or add to accounts.
And here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're very proud to be a supporter and participant with America Saves Week, and we're really excited at the work that you're doing and applaud you for it. If someone wants to learn more, how can they do that?
AmericaSavesWeek.org. So we rely on organizations who have an interest in seeing their employees, their customers, their constituents, members, students, congregants to save more effectively. We've got the resources for them. Let's put it into action.
That's George Barani. He is the director of America Saves at the Consumer Federation of America. George, thanks so much for joining us on the program. I really appreciate it.
Really appreciate your support, Rick. Thanks for your participation and leadership in America Saves Week.
The work being done at America Saves is really very impressive, and we're happy to be a part of it here at Edelman Financial Engines. And our work is not just limited to that. I was instrumental, as you know, in the formation of the Funding Our Future Coalition, the largest coalition ever formed, on the focus of retirement security. And we are presenting a major event on Saturday, November 23rd in the Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, called the Smart Money Retirement Expo, where we are going to be presenting 26 educational seminars in a single day, all of it focused on preparing for retirement. So if you're preparing for retirement or if you're in retirement, the Smart Money Retirement Expo is for you. You can choose between morning and afternoon sessions, everything from how to generate income from your investments in retirement, how to avoid the cost of long-term care, understanding wills and trusts, how to maximize your Social Security benefits, discovering the impact of longevity on your financial planning, seminars on Alzheimer's and end-of-life planning, plus a live radio broadcast and financial advisors to answer all your personal finance questions. It's Saturday, November 23rd. Get full information and register at smartmoneyretirementexpo.com. Also, I want to tell you that we are continuing our efforts to make it easier for you to tackle the issue of retirement planning and financial planning. And so this weekend, we're offering you the opportunity to get a personal financial plan as part of your free retirement review. Yeah, it's an $800 value. And if you call us right now at 888-PLAN-RICK and ask for your free retirement review, we'll schedule it for you. You'll meet with one of my colleagues here at Edelman Financial Engines, and we'll take a look at your entire personal financial situation, your investments, your spending, your resources, and we'll give you that personal financial plan to help you answer life's toughest financial questions, and you'll get it all for free. But you got to take advantage of it this weekend. Call right now. It expires Monday at 10 p.m., so you've got to call between now and Monday at 10 p.m. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK to schedule your free retirement review. And I hope you'll be able to join us at the Expo in Northern Virginia, Saturday, November 23rd.
Named by Talkers Magazine as one of the heavy 100 talk show hosts in America, this is the Rick Edelman Show.
Let's talk for a minute about stock market volatility. Hi, Rick Edelman here. You can expect to see market volatility, but don't let it frighten you out of your investment and retirement accounts. Now, I'm not making light of volatility. We get it. It's unsettling. But volatility is really simply a routine part of long-term investing. And the best way for you to avoid stock market volatility? Don't have all your money in stocks. That's why here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're careful to give our clients highly diversified portfolios, placing only a portion of assets into stocks. This helps give you the confidence that stock market volatility is really nothing to get concerned about. We've been helping thousands of clients just like you for 33 years. So come talk with us at Edelman Financial Engines and let us help put your market worries aside. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
London Blue Topaz Earrings, because she's regal.
A vibrant red garnet pendant for her team spirit.
A pearl bracelet, because your love is pure.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. I'm Rorden Shane. These great gifts are all $150 or less. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites, for only $100, is our new ornament pendant, where you can choose a natural gemstone from one of five vibrant colors. Give her this meaningful gift for $100, which she can wear every day, and let the kids give her the matching earrings.
When you spend $400 or more on a gift, you'll receive our Shane Company Foreverlink necklace for free while supplies last.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy, too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. We're taking telephone calls here on the Rick Edelman Show, heading off to Bellevue, New Jersey. We've got Scott with us on the phone. How you doing, Scott?
Doing great, Rick. How are you?
Doing terrific, thank you. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Well, I'm a teacher at Belleville High School, and we've been discussing investments in class with my students, and they've been wondering what are the best investments for young students, usually, I guess, seniors in high school or just starting college for a time range of 10 years or more, what were the best investments? Would they be index funds, exchange-traded funds? Should they have money in other investments? Because we talk about a diversified portfolio. And also, as a starting point, they only have like $50 to $100 maybe a week to invest of extra money. So that was some of the questions that the students had.
Well, I think it's very exciting that you're providing financial literacy in the classroom, and you get the applause of the day for doing that. I'm really excited to see that you're taking such a proactive stance and that your students are so engaged in this. And that's what we discover every time we expose young people to the subject of money and investments and personal finance. They're sponges. They really enjoy the subject and are very engaged. So I'm not at all surprised to hear the questions that they're asking. So first of all, I think it's fabulous that you've got high school kids who say they're able to come up with $50 to $100 a month to invest. That's better than most families can do. So I hope that they're serious about their ability to do that on a sustained basis. And the reason that I say that is that that has a dramatic impact on the nature of the strategy. The reason that stocks are so risky, I'll put that in quotes, is because we never know what tomorrow's price is going to be. And with our dumb luck, we're going to invest today and have the market crash tomorrow. But if you're investing on a regular, consistent basis, meaning you are adding, in fact, $50 a month to your account, and you do that like clockwork, every month you add $50 to your account, you now are engaging in something called dollar cost averaging. And I won't bother going through the math right now, but basically, dollar cost averaging smooths out volatility because you obtain relatively few numbers of shares when prices are high and lots of shares when prices are low. It's a very efficient way to accumulate assets and a very successful long-term investing strategy. Although, of course, no strategy can guarantee that there will never be losses. But dollar cost averaging is about as good a way to invest as we've ever seen. So it's great for you to make sure that your kids understand how important it is that they do, in fact, invest on a regular, consistent basis over very long periods. The other thing that matters so much is to make sure that the kids are, in fact, investing with a long-term time horizon. And the reason for that is because the longer you leave the money invested, the more likely you'll generate profits. The stock market is extraordinarily unpredictable on a daily basis. It gets still very uncertain on a monthly basis, but over a 10-year, 15-year, 20-year period, it becomes far more predictable. In fact, at no point in U.S. history has the stock market ever lost money over any 15- or 20-year rolling interval. And in fact, over 10-year intervals, it's only lost money three times since 1926. So again, we can't say that guarantees future results, but it does give us an indication that the longer you invest, the more likely you'll have a successful experience. And so if, in fact, your students do have a 10-year time horizon, I would say to invest in a diversified stock fund. The more diversified, the better. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has 30 stocks. The S&P 500 has 500 stocks. The Wilshire 5000 has, can you guess?
5,000.
Yeah, you would think that the Wilshire 5000 has 5,000 stocks, but in fact, it only has 3,500. Go figure. So still, 3,500 is more diversified than 500, which is more diversified than 30. So the more of these you own, the less of a problem if any one of them goes broke. And so there's strength in numbers when investing. That's what diversification is all about. And that's still only the U.S. markets. We haven't even talked about the foreign markets. If we look at the EAFE index, the European, Australian, and Far Eastern index, that's another basket of dozens of other countries with thousands of stocks available there. So diversification is a great approach, but it does mean that the students have to do two things. They've got to invest on a regular, consistent basis, and they do need to make themselves a promise they won't touch the money for at least 10 years. They may not, in fact, be able to do that. They are high school kids, after all. The day may come when they want to buy a car, or they want to pay for college or incur expenses going to college. And as a result, they may not have the luxury of leaving the money fully intact. And that would argue that we diversify beyond stocks, that we add other asset classes to the portfolio, such as bonds, government securities, real estate, commodities, precious metals, natural resources, exponential technologies, and so on. You can accomplish all of these asset classes inside of exchange-traded funds and low-cost mutual funds. So you can build this highly diversified portfolio, and you can do it with remarkably small amounts of money. So the fact that the kids only have $100 or so a month to invest, that's enough to pull this off. There are a number of websites that now allow you to open accounts with remarkably small amounts of money where you can invest equally small amounts. We're talking $25 or more whenever you feel like it, with no requirements or obligations. It's really pretty cool. The one thing that you do have to be aware of is that children, and that's what they are if they're under age 18, are not allowed to officially open an account. So they have to have mom or dad open the account for them. It's called a custodial account, and they'll have their names on it by virtue of their parents. It's called a Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, UTMA, and it allows the account to get established, and they can look online 24/7. They could see what's going on in the account, and they'll get a wonderful experience while building a lot of money for their financial future.
Well, thank you very much for all your help, Rick.
It's my pleasure. Best to you, Scott. I hope you're doing the same for financial education for your children as well. I'm Rick Edelman. This is The Truth About Money, 888-PLAN-RICK. You know, I'm wondering how you feel about that conversation we just had with Scott. On the one hand, I know you're saying, boy, what great info, and these kids are really going to benefit, and blah, blah, blah. But on the other hand, you're saying, gee willikers, how come nobody told me about this when I was that age? And boy, don't you wish you could go back in time and change some of your behaviors in order to be in a better situation today than you currently are. Well, you know what? You're going to make the very same statement 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. Here's your opportunity. We can't do anything about the past. The past is irrelevant because we can't change it. So let's focus on where we're at right now and where we're trying to go. And we want to make that easy for you to do with our free retirement review. Yeah, this is something that I'm offering to you this weekend only, before the holidays descend upon us, before you get really crushed with all the havoc of the end of year season. Now's your chance to get the opportunity that you'd wish you'd had a long time ago. We will meet with you and take a look at all of your personal finances. We'll look at your current investments. We'll look at your goals. We'll figure out what you're trying to accomplish. And we'll show you if what you're doing is going to get you where you want to go. And if not, we'll give you the recommendations you need to help you make it happen. All you got to do is call us, 888-PLAN-RICK. But here's the key. You've got to do it right now. You've got to do it before Monday, 10 p.m. to take advantage of this free retirement review. Call us and take advantage of this before the holidays are over. This is an $800 value, and it's yours free, our holiday gift to you. But you've got to take advantage of it right now. Put procrastination aside. Get rid of inertia. Call us right now, 888-PLAN-RICK, for your free retirement review. I'm Rick Edelman. Been a pleasure to be with you here on the program this weekend. Have a fabulous week, and that's a wrap.
As a reward, you'll have no radio for the rest of the week. Go to your room.
See you next week.
Get the truth about money every weekend on The Rick Edelman Show.